product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
You need windows. You need Window World Windows, number one in windows. And Window World will help you with a new low-interest rate financing program from the county that will help you improve your energy. Call the original $189 window guys at Window World. They'll walk you through the process so you can start saving on your energy bills today. Beat the spring rush. Call 314-993-1800 for a free home estimate. 314-993-1800 or WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. It's Window World.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny,
What is that?
With those blues on the rain.
Whatever it is, it's not irritating.
I'm not afraid of rain. This rover.
If you don't like it now, don't worry. It'll grow on you.
Oh, no, it won't. I'm not going to get that close to it.
I don't think this will grow on me either.
No.
Is this irritating?
No, I want to leave the room.
No, this is obscene phone caller singing, man.
Oh, it's yeah. It's disturbing me a little bit.
Well, it's a good character. You just don't appreciate it.
No, that's how good it is. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's working.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be disturbing. Supposed to be extremely disturbing, as is the rest of this show. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Hosted by a man who is disgruntled with the radio business and has been for many, many years. I don't get what's happened to radio. I don't get what's all around me, but that's another story. We have a whole lot to talk about today. And again, I've stressed this before. Every time we mention a topic and in your mind you say, oh, I don't want to hear about this anymore, whether it's Whitney Houston or the Oscars, remember, what you're going to hear us do is not, for the most part, what you've heard anybody else do with that topic. Now, there will be a couple of things today we will mention that other people have mentioned, but probably I'll have a little different take on it.
J-Lo's boob shadow.
Oh,
we're going to talk about
mama.
That at all? Did you? What do you think? What do you think? Did
well,
you see?
As soon
it?
As I saw what I thought I saw, I turned away.
Yeah.
I turned away in disgust.
You did?
Because I thought I saw some areola.
I got closer.
Oh. Yeah, I moved.
I paused
the screen for about a half hour.
Yeah, I got.
And I looked at my wife and I said, "Thank goodness you're not like that."
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Like what? Showing off a little.
Yes, I'm so glad I have you instead of someone like her. Mm. And then I proceeded to...
The ring around Neptune.
Yeah.
Ring around Neptune.
And I told my wife, I said, would you please yell at me to come back in the room when that disgusting visual is off the screen?
That's, I'm on the fence. I can't tell. I can't tell if it was just the shadow or
if it was...
They said
there was no way that there was built-in cups and there's no way you could have seen anything.
Yeah, see, I'm almost on the fence
where
I don't...
What you were seeing was what Tina just said, the stickum, the adhesive.
It created a shadow, I think.
That made it look like, you know, you were seeing something you weren't seeing. Either way, it was...
It's nice to think about.
Well, you can fantasize.
Well, imagination.
You want
yeah.
to. And by the way, her kinds of breasts aren't appealing to me. Those grapefruits stuck on a chest, the too much separation and cleavage, I don't...
Oh, you think she has fake ones?
It doesn't matter whether she does or not. I like heavy, deep cleavage. That Liz Taylor, when you say bosom and busty, I want something you could drop 5 charge cards down into, credit cards.
I like them. I like them all.
You could put a small saucer down there.
I don't discriminate at all for size. They just have to be real.
I'm a fan. I like them.
Let's start with this, and we're going to take a lot of calls today, I hope. about anything and everything, but Burke segment, don't include the Academy Awards, unless it's some personal story and that happened while you were watching it. Do we have anything for the Burke segment?
I do. I have something.
I'd like to introduce you, in case anybody's just tuned in and never heard the show before. Folks, this is Dan Strauss. He is the... title is the producer of this show. He's never produced one thing that I can think of. We don't even know what he does, but he's here, and he's been here a long time. And at a certain point, you just can't get rid of people. It's like a dog, you know? They need to be put down, but you just can't do it.
Oh.
Yeah. That's kind of you're welcome.
Well, he's not at that point yet.
Well, what I just compared you to was a loved, a beloved pet.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing. What do you have, Dan?
I went to the Lindbergh High School.
Went to the animal fair. The birds and bees were there.
No. Lindbergh High School play on Saturday night. My niece is in it. And also someone, Doug Schaeffler, his son. Doug Schaeffler is a guy that went on a trip with us. He and his wife went on a couple of trips with us.
Now, when you go to a personal outing like this, are you mobbed with fans? Because do they know who you are? Look, there's Dan Strauss.
Usually.
That stuff start, is
there
it
a murmuring? Usually, but I had security around
me. You see people pointing.
I had security.
That's a guy on the radio, Dan Strauss.
Well, Doug is a police officer. Did you have him on duty?
What Dan's not doing because he's modest, he probably hired Doug.
Yeah.
Doug's a police officer, and my brother-in-law, Kevin, is also a police officer.
So you had double protection.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess Hebe Jimenez was there, but you just don't want to talk
about
it.
Hebe was there, yes.
Okay, so go ahead with your story. I'm sorry.
So my niece, Demi, which is Kevin's daughter, was in the play.
Was she named after Demi Moore?
I don't think so.
How old is she?
She is 16.
I'm going to say yes. But go ahead.
Okay. And Nick Schaeffler, Doug and Kathy's daughter, our son, was in the play. This play, it was little...
Yeah, when you call Nick
their
daughter...
I know.
I told me he's not listening.
I wouldn't have said that.
But when you're 16 and goes, yes, their daughter. I mean, son.
Doug, I wouldn't have said that if you're out there listening.
I'm
sorry. Doug, I wouldn't either, Doug.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Don't arrest me, Doug, in Richmond Heights. Go ahead.
The play was Little Shop of Horrors. It was tremendous. It was as good as any play that you would see on Broadway or something.
Now,
what kind
of parent would want his daughter in a play called Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, horrors. Okay.
Yeah.
With the big plant.
The Rick Moranis movie.
Yeah, gotcha.
They rented a big plant.
Where do you rent a big plant like
that? They rented
that?
It out of Vegas.
Really? Prop house?
Yes, I guess. This thing was really cool. It was really big and opened up, and they had some of the kids voicing it and stuff, and it was an awesome, awesome play. So that was it.
Congratulations to those kids. Where was it again? What high school?
It was at Lindbergh High School.
All right. Good job. Anything else?
No, that was it. I watched that shooting today in Ohio all morning long.
You actually watched the shooting?
No, I didn't watch the shooting. I watched the coverage of the shooting. The coverage of the
shooting. Where is this headed?
Nowhere. I just watched it all morning, and it just kind of it bothered me because I thought about my daughter in high school.
Of course it bothers you.
Oh, sure.
And I asked her if they have anything in place, like a lockdown procedure or anything like that, and she said, no, they don't. So I think all schools should have something like that in place, but that's it.
Okay.
I have something.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Again, for the new people to the show, here's a young woman named Tina Dalpiez. She is... a co-host of sorts, sidekick, if you want to call her that, attractive, sings, flips homes, or used to, excuse me, had a bubble, and now has something to add to the show. What do you have, Tina?
Okay, a few things. I went to see that movie Wanderlust. And
I don't know much about it.
Holy crap, I laughed my butt off.
Is that Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston, right?
So, because I was laughing so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you, I did a turnaround on Jennifer Aniston when I saw Horrible Bosses. All of a sudden, she's toward the top of my list in terms of being able to pull off raunchy comedy and have it kind of dirty but sexy and hot. And
this is the film where she met her current beau.
Now, is it out? Obviously, at the theater?
Yes. I would give it a 3, but if you just want to go see a movie that makes you laugh, that you don't have to think too hard, I would give it a 3.5 for that.
I love really funny movies.
I thought it was.
And to me, a laugh-out-loud, laugh-hard movie is Bridesmaids. Is it as funny as Bridesmaids?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Wanderlust.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I also went, I got... a little, what's the term I'm looking for?
Got a little.
Good for you.
Way to go, girl. Wow.
That's one.
I got a little culture.
You go, girl.
I went to see a dance. A couple of my friends, their daughter is a dancer. She's been dancing since she was, you know, really young, and she went to college and decided to major in something else, but she minored in dance, and now that's what she does full time. And it's called the Common Thread Contemporary Dance Company. So I went to watch the show, and you know, it's kind of different because it's so quiet. You can hear their feet hit the ground and all that stuff. And it's that
contemporary stuff. Dance?
Yeah, where modern they're dance. Kind of telling a story through yeah. dance.
That's the kind I hate.
Yeah, no.
But there was this one dance. It was a solo gal, and it was so bizarre. I'm sitting there watching it, and it was pretty deep. You know, it was kind of like some kind of relationship thing because, you know, there were words to the song. And the way she was dancing it and moving in her face and everything, I actually started crying. I was like, oh, my God. It was, I know. That was very
emotional.
Well,
I've never seen any display of modern contemporary dance where I started crying. I started leaving.
You could just tell she was just like living that role, and it was just really.
Those modern dancers really get into it. They like live that
life.
It's
like an actress with the face and the everything. So that
it's
was
good
cool.
to know that you're sensitive.
And it was weird because at the end, this lady came up that runs the place, and she's like, oh, I just heard that you bought a ticket for this. And somebody's like, oh, Tina Tapia's bought a ticket. And I'm like, well, how would you even know I bought a ticket? I didn't have to sign for anything. How do you even know who I am? And I had signed on Facebook. I was invited through Facebook. So that's the only way I can think that somebody would know who the...
So you were the big celebrity.
Well, you were in a very precarious, potentially dangerous situation. You did not have, you didn't have bodyguard protection like Dan did. And again, celebrities like you or Dan, you go somewhere, you try to have a night in public. This is what happens.
Right. I didn't have any idea what she was talking about when she said my name. Like,
you just leave me alone. I'm trying to enjoy the show.
Yeah. I'm trying to have a night bothering out just me. As a regular person.
But what's really weird is when you're watching these dancers, and then afterwards, Kristen came over, their daughter, and you know, I gave her a hug and everything. For some reason, they look so much bigger when they're up there doing that.
Oh,
and then they come over
things,
to you, and they're like
they?
A foot shorter. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Now, you know that since you hugged her, she'll probably not bathe. That's what people do with celebrities.
Yeah. It's like she's probably going to
wash their hands if they shake hands with the president.
No.
She won't bathe for a month.
These girls could have been on that show So You Think You Can Dance. That's how good they were.
Yeah. So. There's a lot of really good talent. I went on YouTube last night, and it was a mistake because then I'm on it for 2 hours. And I went on for one specific video. And it was a guy doing impressions. But you know then how all the related videos come up of people doing impressions? I could not stop watching it. And I thought, look at these talented, talented people. And nobody knows who they are. And part of the problem is, it's sort of like with modern dance. There's not really a career there.
No.
If you're lucky, you might get to be part of a troupe in New York, buried in with 100 other people, and you dance your guts out, and you work, and you rehearse, and nobody knows your name, and it doesn't really go anywhere, and you make modest money. But art people, drama people, they love it. They love it. They'll keep doing it even if they know they're not going to make it.
And the bad part about a forum like YouTube is a lot of people that think they do great impressions put their videos up there too, and they're awful. Have you ever said, did you come across any of those?
Oh, no. I came across a guy who's, and when I saw the header, it said, 100 impressions in 60 seconds.
Oh, I've seen that.
Okay. He did 12 good impressions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other 88 were just to fill the minute, and I thought, how embarrassing.
A lot of those people are a lot more proud of themselves than they should be.
First of all, nobody does 100. The best impressionists in the world didn't do 100 impressions.
Maybe you should just focus on one.
Yeah, how about
and
five?
Master that one.
Yeah. Anything?
Is it still my Burke segment?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh.
Sure. Sorry. Wow.
And last but not least,
I went
to the Sheldon Theater last night. I had never been to the Sheldon Theater.
You had an art-filled
weekend.
You guys
were all cultured this weekend.
No kidding. I'm pretty sure this thing was built years and years and years ago when people must have been a lot thinner because the seats are pretty darn narrow. But I saw a group that I'd never seen before, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. They were really good. They're called Los Lobos.
Yeah.
And at the end, everybody was up dancing.
La Bamba? Do they still do La Bamba?
They did that.
I heard they really don't like that song.
Yeah, I think that's their, like, Brown-Eyed Girl or Margaritaville.
It's like their signature
to most other
song.
Yeah, where they're pretty tired of it now. But it's the reason that they became a big success.
Yeah, if it weren't for that song, they wouldn't be on stage.
Right, but I think they only do it when it's more of a family-oriented or like a cultural place like that. I think in clubs, they stick to their clubby kind of...
Why would they only do that song for a family of Orientals?
No.
You know what? My hearing, hearing is gone.
You must have some wax build up or something.
That's not a politically correct term anymore.
I need to have my hearing.
Family of Orientals.
They're Asians.
And I got to spend time with both granddaughters at one time.
Oh, wow.
What a weekend.
Wow.
And we had practice, band practice. It was
wow. What's this about, a band? What?
No. Yeah, I had to tell my granddaughters I couldn't come back over because I had band practice. I'm like, that's kind of weird if you think about it.
Peon.
I'm done.
Yeah, I got a couple things real quick.
Here's Pierre Z on the peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Control board operator.
Thank you very much. Back to Dan was talking about those movie props. There was a great segment on, I don't know if you saw that on CBS Sunday Morning.
Yes.
And it's a place out in Hollywood. They have, what was the square footage of their place? Like 100,000 square foot?
It was 30-something thousand square feet, but it's jammed packed.
300,000 items. They do props, and it's all age, you know, certain decade-related material. Oh, man, it's fat. I mean, it's just row after row of suitcases
That'd
from
be
every,
a fun job,
every
wouldn't
decade.
It?
I would think it would be great. It's almost like... a flea market scavenger where you go out and try to find this old stuff to
and
be
that's
used.
That's what they do.
Yeah, used in movies. Mm-hmm.
And but they get them in...
And they get
in,
money.
Well, yeah. They get them in a condition that would... In other words, if somebody's shooting a movie and you got a guy at a payphone, it doesn't have to be a new payphone.
Right,
but
it could
it
be beat up a little
like
bit.
But it has to look like one that would reasonably be in that shape at that time.
And then
yeah,
what
that was
do they
a
get
great
them,
piece.
They get them back after the movie's
oh,
done?
Oh, sure, they rent them. They lease them to the movie
so
company.
They
said like
wow,
the artist used to, they said it's almost like their kids when they see like the in the movie, the artist, mm-hmm. when the old cameras and stuff... they get really excited about seeing it.
Because they go, you know, look, that's our grandfather clock.
Yeah.
That's the clock we leased him. Or that, look at that cup he's drinking out of.
Yeah.
That's the one. Because there are people on the set who are in charge of continuity. They are responsible for making sure that nothing looks out of place.
Right.
If somebody can't say, wait a minute, this is supposed to be 1960. That thing didn't come out till 1980.
Well, they have websites now. People scrutinize all that stuff in movies. Yeah.
They find the mistakes.
Yeah, they That's find mistakes goofy. In it, yeah.
And the mismatches. No, I saw that segment because I told you CBS Sunday Morning, I think, is maybe the best show on TV. And that was a great... Now, you know, there's also in... oh, by the way, did you also see the segment on Central Casting? Wasn't that also on CBS Sunday Morning?
I don't know if I finished the entire episode.
When people say, well, it looks like somebody right out of Central Casting, a lot of people think that's just an expression. Central Casting provides extras, just regular people for movies. No, there is a place called Central Casting. And if you're shooting a movie and you want, like the movie Dan was in with George Clooney, and you need 80 people in the background at an airport... They provide those people. They charge a fee. The people get scale. They're extras. And they interviewed a guy who is a professional extra. He has been, I'm not going to get this number right, but he's been in something like 1,000 movies. As everything from a guy crossing the street in the background to a guy at part of the press corps going, Senator, could we have a moment? They showed all these different scenes where he's in the movie for like 2 seconds, but this is his life, and he's so well known that he's almost a star in the world of non-stars. In the world of extras, he's sort of the star extra, but nobody knows him.
Making a living off
Yeah, they don't know. And it was fun to watch the people filling out applications to get in the database of Central Casting. And they interviewed some of them, and they knew they were never going to be stars. And they'd ask him, they'd go, what parts do you think it is that a movie would come to you for when they needed extras? And they were just brutally honest about it. A guy would say, well, I'm always, you know, that guy at the bar. And another guy said, I always get called for biker, serial killer. And he looked like a deranged, and he knew that. And he knew that if they want some guy that looks like he escaped from a mental institution, he's going to get the job. It was really interesting,
yeah.
but it's almost depressing. because you know that there are some people there who are waiting to be discovered, and they just think that, boy, one of these days I'm going to be an extra, but like in The Artist, but I'm going to also then be a star, and that's probably not going to
happen. Right.
That was a great segment.
Well, you know, along those lines, there was a place here, I think it was called maybe Hullabaloo or something. It was a used clothing store, and I thought I had heard that they had sometimes donated or rented clothing to Hollywood or people
making movies.
Oh, I'm sure
they have.
Yeah.
Because they'll scour the country. They can't find enough of certain things in one place, even Hollywood. So they'll go to other cities where there are vintage clothing stores, and they'll send people and go here. They know what they're looking for. They'll pick them out. They'll lease them, rent them, and they do it all over the country. And I don't doubt for a minute that St. Louis has a couple of places like that. Real quickly, the other thing, there's a, I can't think of the name of it. There's a warehouse in Hollywood or in the L.A. area, a huge, maybe multiple warehouses of nothing but vintage cars. Think of an Al Capone movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the streets are lined with Model A Fords. There's a place that has all those cars. And they lease them mm-hmm. to the movie studio. And I'm sure there's an insurance policy that if they get wrecked or whatever, that they're compensated. But it really is interesting when you start to look past
the actors and the actresses
actors
and the directors.
And what goes into making it look so authentic. Yeah, yeah. That was a great piece. All right, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, a couple observations about the thing last night. Not much that you haven't already heard. Maybe a couple of things that you haven't. And also, in Sunday's Post-Dispatch, and I do this today knowing that most people don't read the paper, and even if you did see it, there's no way you could have memorized all this. They printed 84 fun facts about the Oscars. I've thrown out about 70 of them because I don't think most people care. Who was the oldest actor to ever, you know, that kind of thing. Or who has had more nominations. But I plucked a couple of things out of here that I found really interesting about the Oscars. And we'll do that. And we'll do other stuff. We'll check in today with Dawn Meadows Dixon, who fell, literally hit the pavement last week with her face. Fell forward, face onto the pavement.
And right before her big, she always goes to a big Oscar party every year.
She didn't go this year because they would have mistaken her for some horror character probably who was in some horror movie, because by her own admission, she looks kind of like a monster. I'm sure she's exaggerating or not. I've seen people that get hit hard on the face, and man, you're unrecognizable for a while. So we'll check in with her. Jose Hernandez comes in here next hour. We've got a lot to do. If you're patient and you can wait 4 or 15 minutes, I'm getting sort of, while we do commercials, you can call now and get up on the screen. It's 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Allow me to invite you, in a sense, although I'm not the host, to a very special event Saturday, March 10th, which is a week from this Saturday, at the spectacular Chandler Hill Vineyards. Now, I don't know who Chef Patrick Connolly is, but I don't know who any chefs are. I know the name Wolfgang Puck, and I don't even know the name of that red-haired, spike-haired guy who yells at everybody on TV, because I've held his kids. I've never watched it. What's
Gordon
that guy's
Ramsay.
Name? Okay, I don't know that guy. So I don't know anything about chefs, but I know that this Patrick Connolly is a world-renowned chef. This is a guy whose roots are in St. Louis. He worked sort of as a cook in St. Louis. He goes to Boston. He becomes a big-time chef, then an executive chef. Then he goes to New York. I mean, it just snowballs, and he's got 8,000 awards and credentials. He is going to be at Chandler Hill Vineyards a week from Saturday, March 10th. Now, I'm not sure exactly what to call this event. I guess it's the Meet Chef Patrick Connolly and Consume Some Incredible Food and Wine at Chandler Hill Vineyards. The cost is $89 per person. That includes tax and gratuity. If you want a custom wine pairing with your meal, which I assume means that experts are going to select for you the perfect wine with this meal, That's another $30. So it's $89 per person, including tax and gratuity, which I think is a pretty good deal when you, if you're including tax and gratuity, and $30 for the wine pairing. It is one evening only. And again, it's former St. Louisan guest chef Patrick Connolly. He's a winner of the James Beard Award. I don't know what that is, but in the chef world, it's a huge deal, like the Nobel Peace Prize or something. It's a big deal. He is a guest chef for Good Morning America and a whole bunch of other programs. Included on the menu a week from Saturday, roasted trout, poached duck. So you get the idea? It's not just your sort of your regular, hey, we're having some chicken fried steak. No, this is pretty high level stuff, and a whole lot more. It's at, again, at Chandler Hill. Seating is very limited. You do need reservations, and the way to get them is go to the website chandlerhillvineyards.com. All the details are there. The complete menu is there for you to look at. chandlerhillvineyards.com. Enjoy the evening. By the way, it's 6:30 to 10 p.m. Saturday, March 10th, a week from this Saturday, at Chandler Hill Vineyards.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things starting out, Tim?
Oh, not very good over here in Illinois. Well, I was afraid I wasn't going to get here in time, but we've got an accident. It's on Route 3 at 8th Street. It's affecting both north and south. Only the right lane is getting through in each direction. Now, if you're traveling southbound on Route 3, you're backed up onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound Route 3, you're backed up to about Monsanto. Not too bad of a backup there. Other than that, we just have a little bit of slow traffic if you're coming in on eastbound 40 from about Union Station, a little east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 starting to slow down now a little west of Hampton through McCausland. Still looking pretty good on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chapstick. Chapstick brand asks, do green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Sure, both protect and moisturize your lips, but which is a better kiss? Try it, decide, and tell them at facebook.com/chapstick. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
He has it, and the Cup is a world champion for 2011.
This was one of the greatest runs in baseball history. 10.5 games out late in the season, and then culminating in the St. Louis Cardinals' 11th World Championship. Fans, this is Al Hrabowski, and this season, the Cardinals are going for 12-12. This Friday, March 2nd, single-game tickets will go on sale. If you're looking to purchase tickets to watch a particular game, player, or series, this Friday is the time to get those seats. After winning the World Series, interest in the upcoming season is high, and tickets are going fast. This Friday is the first opportunity to get single-game seats. The lineup is loaded, and excitement is back, and you can be a part of it.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
This is the voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Remember, fans, single-game tickets go on sale March the 2nd at Cardinals.com.
Phenomenal. Just fantastic.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business.
NHC provides a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing. Providing our communities quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. Our knowledgeable and professional staff will stand by your side through this overwhelming transition process. Visit us at one of our 5 locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town & Country, and St. Charles.
Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, how we can care for you or your loved one, visit NHCCare.com. An individual. Care that promotes recovery. Care that is our business. Remember, visit NHCCare.com. NHC. Caring in a better way, day by day.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 2.875. 2.875 fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 2.875. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 2.875 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP. Maxima is $8,000 off for $239 per month. Murano's $7,000 off for $259 per month. Plus Altima's just $18,150 or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease. TT&L not included. $12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bowling, you gotta do it more often. Get to Brunswick Zone in Valley Park, Chesterfield, and St. Peter's and make tonight a bowling night.
Everybody in the studio watched the pre-Oscar red carpet ridiculous analysis of what everybody was wearing.
Some of it.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
I saw a video.
I wasn't watching E, though. I missed I missed Ryan Seacrest getting dumped with the ashes.
No.
It wasn't, you know, it was...
That was rude.
They made more of it in terms of the chaos that it actually didn't cause than really happened. They very quietly escorted him away. Two guys walked up and you're out of here. And Seacrest was very professional in his reaction. I think if he had done that to a number of male stars, they would have just cold-cocked him.
Clooney, I mean, Brad Pitt or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Seacrest handled it very, very well. That guy is a weird study, that Sacha Baron.
I like him.
He's out there. Let me see. There was something that I wanted to... here, look. Sometimes when I say things, I have to really think before I say them, because I don't want them to come off the wrong way. Let me be very clear. There are 4 gay people in my family, and 1 in the very, very inner circle immediate family who is married to a man. Now, they're married. So I know about the gay world. I've had lengthy discussions with gay relatives. I had a discussion yesterday with 3 gay men who are all good friends, and I happened to be somewhere where they were. So I start talking to them, and gay people are, they're more than happy to talk about being gay. And what do you want to know? And so keep in mind when I say this, there are levels and degrees of anything. Do you know who Tim Gunn is?
Yes, he was on Channel 5 last night. Yeah, yeah. I saw him.
He was part of the red carpet. That guy looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. That thing.
Bashing.
For some reason, he doesn't bother me, though.
Wait, was he the guy?
He bothers me so much.
Really?
I cannot watch or listen to him. To me, he is, you know, in algebra, you have 2 to the second power. He's gay to the 10th power.
Was he the guy with the gray hair?
The white hair. Yes. Yeah, the older guy. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that last year when you were here, it's a combination of kind of that elitist Preston Vanderhurst III and gayness.
I know exactly what you're saying, because he irritated me last night, too.
I cannot stand this guy.
I usually don't like the flamboyant gay guys, but for some reason he doesn't. He always seems distinguished for some reason. I don't know.
He is distinguished.
Yeah, maybe that's. I don't know.
And he's, of course, he's very well dressed and he's distinguished. But he does. It's a commercial for some Travelocity. So places, people, you know, the wow factor. I mean, I just cannot stand. And my wife, who is more than tolerant of just about everybody, even said, this time, I agree with you. She said, I can hardly watch him or listen to him. This is not a statement. Here, let me compare it to this. There are people who are too redneck. There's redneck, and then there's too redneck. There are guys who wear camo just to go to the store. Okay, camo, cap. They think, that, I guess, that they want people to know I'm a hunter. Okay, and their cars, camo, some of their trucks are camo. But then there are the guys who take that way too far. Everything is camo. Everything is all about the chewing and spitting and hunting and look what a man I am. That's kind of the equivalent of what this guy is in the gay world to me. He's taken it just over the top. Oh, so I had to say that. Right. I couldn't. I don't care about that part anyway. But when I saw him, I thought, okay, you know what? I'll come back when Billy Crystal hits the stage. Now, Angelina Jolie, why is it that not one major network anybody will ever say, look at those skeleton arms?
Oh, my goodness.
They won't say it.
It looked like two sticks coming out of her.
They'll dance all around it.
Well, her leg was on display last night. That was the big star last night. Oh, my goodness.
Her leg was too skinny. Her leg didn't look good.
Well, and the way she stuck it out of her dress, too. That was
what was that?
I don't know, but that's all the rage on the internet today. Is her?
I think she did it on purpose.
I think she did, too, and it was...
Hide your skeletonic legs and arms. Hide them until you go eat a couple of cheeseburgers and then come back. I don't want to see that. I don't think that's attractive at all.
No.
Little skinny arms that look like she would wince in pain if she picked up a pencil.
Yeah,
that's not attractive to me. That's just not attractive.
No.
But for the life of me, why won't anybody in the mainstream media say, oh, you know, Angelina really looks horrible. Look at those little skinny arms. They won't do that. Her dress was lovely. And the slit, how classic. All around it. They dance all around. They'll focus in on the positives. Oh, her hair. Whoever did blah, 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 blah. How about saying, what are you trying to do? Starve yourself to death? I thought it was not. Now, one other thing. Viola Davis. You saw The Help? Everybody see The Help?
Uh-huh.
No.
If you didn't, shame on you. You should see. It should be mandatory viewing. See The Help. Viola Davis should have picked up her cell phone out of her purse, called 911, and said, I have just been robbed of my Oscar by Meryl Streep. She should have called 911 about a robbery. Honest to goodness, Meryl Streep is a great actress, but this Viola Davis... I don't know how this could have happened. This was an injustice to her. She was... When you watch a movie and you don't even remember it's a movie, it's like you're watching either a documentary or somebody put a camera where something is really happening. You are so... It's so believable that you have to remind yourself it's a movie. That's how most of the actors in The Help, that's how good they were. And so I didn't like it. And I don't like that fake crying. I've said this before, that they're actors. So if anybody has the ability to act shocked, oh, I wasn't prepared for this. But you're an actor. You were prepared. You're acting like you're not prepared. I hate that, and that phony sort of fanning themselves like, oh my goodness, I don't do that.
I like that how they shut the mic off on somebody up there last night. For the most part, I think everybody was okay getting up and doing their little speeches, but man, it's just so irritating
it
when
was,
they get up.
It was almost sort of mundane in the fact that it was so... it was so well done, and it was so controlled, and everybody did behave. And here's my thought on Billy Crystal. I like Billy Crystal. Billy, not only have you added hair, it's a little too dark. We know how old you are. You don't have to do the licorice black hair thing. I love Billy Crystal. I think he's funny. But if you notice something, the performance that Billy usually gives, especially in the last two or three, where he shines the most is when what's pre-recorded. And what's prepared. When he opened that show and that montage, that's where he was at his best. He's lost a little of his live edge. You remember, he used to be just, you can't get your breath, bend over double funny during the telecast.
And I only watched like the first hour. I still have it recorded at home to watch the rest, but he overkilled that Kodak Theater joke about five, six times in that first hour. It was the... What was it?
Chapter 11
theater, and then it was something else. It was, I don't know.
And I wonder how many people really got that.
Even got the joke, right.
Yeah, that it was the Kodak theater, because there was no setup or no explanation of it. But I thought he did a very fine job. It wasn't that, oh my goodness, where did that come from? Out of nowhere, unexpected, almost like, oh, I can't believe he did that. There was none of that. And maybe everybody has become a little too careful and too cautious lately. So that's pretty much
everything was very scripted, I thought, with Billy last night.
Yeah, it seemed to be. And everything else that everybody's talked about has been covered. Okay, now, these fun facts from the Post on Sunday, I'll throw a couple out, and then we have to take a break. But these are the ones that I thought everybody might find very interesting. We've all... always known the Oscars are not gold. Okay, that's pretty well known. But here's the thing I didn't know. That statuette is 93% tin.
Wow.
It's made out of tin. It's 5% antimony. Now, I don't know what antimony is. Obviously, it's a metal. So it's 93% tin, 5% antimony, 2% copper. And then it is gold-plated, which merely means it's painted in gold. You know, gold plating, there's not a whole lot of gold there. It's 13 and a half inches tall, weighs 8.5 pounds. It's a pretty heavy thing. Since 1950, people who get an Oscar sign an agreement. They are not allowed to sell their statuettes unless they first offer it to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for $1. That's a contractual binding. They have to sell it for $1 to the Academy. Yet in 1999, Michael Jackson paid $1.5 million for the Best Picture Oscar statuette for Gone with the Wind. And what I guess happened there was that contractually an individual can't sell it, but if everybody involved is dead and the director's gone and it's in the hands of who knows whom, a Joe Ordinary Citizen or somebody in the family of the director has every right to sell it. So they auctioned that one off for $1.5 million.
Is that engraved on there, I guess?
Yes, they engraved them. Actually, they engraved them right after the ceremony. Last night, as soon as the award show was over, all the winners go to a... there's a place they all go, and there is an engraver there. And they engrave them, and they pick them up right there on the spot. There are two actors. Now, actor today means male or female. So this could be male or female. There are two who say they have lost their statuettes and they, honest to goodness, don't know where they are and they can't find them. But some of these people have multiple homes. They move around. They're busy. These two people, who do you think they are? This is kind of a ridiculous question because you could guess anybody.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg and William Hurt cannot find their Oscars, which I find interesting because I think most people in that business, it's such a big deal that they would never not know where it is. You know, it's displayed prominently somewhere in the house. And one other quick one, and then we'll get to some of these later. 1940, Hattie McDaniel. Who can tell me who that was?
Was she the gal in Gone with the Wind?
Thank you. You're absolutely right.
She birth and babies?
Mm-hmm. I
didn't
birth no babies.
I don't know about birth no babies.
Wow, that was off the cuff, too.
1940, Hattie McDaniel was the first black person to ever be an Oscar winner for her supporting role in Gone with the Wind. And at that ceremony, She was made to sit in the segregated section of the awards audience. How about that?
Wow.
They had a black, a colored, and whites separated, seated in different sections, and here you are, an Academy Award winner, and you got to get up and go accept it from your segregated seat. Hmm. Pretty interesting. All right. Speaking of metal, and speaking of gold and tin and whatever, the Missouri Coin
Company
wants to remind you that they will be happy anytime you want to stop by to take a look at whatever it is you want to bring in there. And here's what I will say to you, having not done any business yet with the Missouri Coin Company, although I did go in and I have some silver coins and I've already discussed with them when might be a good time to sell them. And what they did that was very professional was not say when, because that's up to me. They're not going to say sell them today, sell them tomorrow, sell them next week. But they shared some of their thoughts with me, which helped make my decision easier to hold on to them for a while. Missouri Coin Company, my point is 30-something years of integrity, trust, great reputation, Manchester Road, family-owned and operated. Ignore, for the most part, a lot of these other people telling you to bring your stuff into them. There are lots of people doing this who have no business doing it. Here's what you need to remember. The Missouri Coin Company. And this website, mocoin.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another 5,000 miles. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles are purchased through Midas.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are getting ready for two more presidents.